for tonight, Lord. We thank you for the gathering of the saints. Lord, we thank you for your word, which is alive and powerful, Lord God. And also like the snow and the rain that come down from heaven but don't return there, Lord God. But it waters the earth, causes it to bring forth in bud, provides seed to the sower and bread to the eater, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that it will accomplish the very thing for which you sent it, Lord God. It won't return to you vain, void, empty, or of none effect, but again, accomplishing the very purposes for which you sent it. And so, Lord, I pray right now that I would totally decrease, that your Holy Spirit would go ahead and speak through me, Lord God. Let me just be an uncontaminated vessel, Lord God. Don't let me mess it up or clog it up, Father, but let it come out exactly how you planned it for such a time as this. All to your praise and all to your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, the ungreat escape. The ungreat escape. And we're going to just go through, we're going to study a little bit and check it out, bring out a couple of points. And I'm saying that Jesus loves you so very much that that he would cause people to suffer in an attempt to get to the point where they'll get to you.
That's good. That's good.
And then some of us, if we're the ones who are going to be doing the suffering, we have to be willing to take it. We have to be willing to take it. Because it's not always peaches and cream and roses and lollipops. We have to be willing to go through some things in order to get to those who are lost. So in Acts chapter 16, starting out in verse 6, everybody got the Bibles? Or your, you know, note takers? Okay. Or your electronic device. Acts chapter 16. Now when they had gone through Phrygia, in the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. What? You mean the Holy Spirit's going to say, no, I want to go somewhere and preach the gospel. I want to go somewhere and do something in the name of the Christ, but the Holy Spirit's going to say, no? We have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Everything that you desire to do and plan to do and want to do is not of God. You need to stop and listen and wait on him. See? Because some people might feel they have a calling to go to Hawaii or Jamaica. Maybe it's the flesh. And the Holy Spirit said, no, I'm not calling you there. I'm calling you to South Central. I'm calling you to Sycamore. But Lord, I have a calling to speak to kings and presidents. No, I want you to go speak to that homeless person. We need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Verse 7. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. What, again? Lord, all I want to do is serve you, and I want to go here because this seems the next natural route to where I'm going and where I'm headed. Stop. I'm not permitting you to go there. We have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. We have to be obedient to the Word of God. We have to be obedient to Jesus. That's right, even when it hurts. That's right. But I was planning to do such and such and so and meet. Yeah. Stop. Amen. If the Holy Spirit says don't go, you don't go.
Amen.
So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. In a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, after they had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. So now they're going to go someplace where they really hadn't planned or intended to go right away. And it's step by step by step that he'll lead you and he'll guide you and he will direct you. He will order your steps if you're obedient and you listen to him and for him. Now, if he had told them in the beginning, and I'm just going to give you a high level real quick. If he would have told them in the beginning that I'm going to send you to jail, you're going to get a beat down, they might have said, oh, no, we really want to go over here to Mysia or to Asia. We don't want to take the beat down. That's the suffering that they're going to have to encounter in being obedient. And so they set sail for Troas. And they met Lydia, the seller of purple, and there was prayer meetings, just confirming that they had been obedient to the Lord and it was the right place and the right thing to do. Amen. Picking it up in verse 22. Well, just a minute before I share that with you. They had kicked the devil out of a girl.
Amen.
She had a spirit of divination. That's what the Bible says. So they kicked the devil out of her. And then her owners got mad because she was used to bring much wealth, great gain to them. And we're going to go to 21, actually. And then they said, and they were talking about the apostles, and they said, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. This is the beatdown I told you they were going to get. They weren't shown that ahead of time. You're going to go there and you're going to get beat down. No, they were beaten openly. Openly.
Wow.
They didn't even try to do it in the corner. Wow. The devil wants to try to get you and make a show of you really openly.
Right.
He wants to show people that he'll cause you to go through.
Right.
And you would have been faithful in serving him.
Right.
Living in all the ways of sin.
Right.
And then he's going to beat you openly. So that your end is pitiful. It's pitiful. 23. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. And having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. This wasn't just county jail.
No.
Nuh-uh. Nah, it's a lot worse than that. He sent them into the inner prison. The inner prison. No lights. Rats running around. Put them in chains and in stocks. Something running across their leg at night. Did you touch me, brother? No. It's one of them rats. It wasn't very sanitary there either. You hear what I'm saying? And if you're chained and in your stocks, how far can you go if you need to go to the restroom? This was a stinky, stenchy, filthy, disease-ridden place. That's the plan that the devil has for every child of God. And even the ones who aren't children of God, he has that plan for them. The death, the doom, and the destruction. That's what he wants to do. And so he had them cast into the inner prison. Because the jailer was given a serious charge. Don't let these guys out.
Right.
Don't let them out. So he put them into the inner prison. But at midnight, late in the midnight hour. Amen. Come on. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were crying, saying, oh, how bad it is that we're down here in prison. Why are we down here? All we were doing was doing the work of God, and now we're in prison. What happened to us? God, why did... That's not what the Bible says. They weren't doing that. That's right. Check it out. Like, is that brother in the right book? That's right. We got some Bereans in the house. Got some Bereans in the house. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They weren't praising their problems.
Right.
They weren't
right.
praising their bills.
Right.
They weren't
right.
praising their conditions.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That's good.
They were praying and singing hymns to God.
Amen. Praising God.
And the prisoners were listening to them.
Ooh.
What are they doing? Ooh. I mean, I can still see the blood on their back because they hadn't been cleaned up at this time. They still had the wounds and the bruises, the whelps from the beat down.
Wow.
Nobody had cleaned them up. And now they're down in the stench and the filth and the funk of the inner prison. But instead of crying and whining and complaining, somebody needs to stop that tonight.
That's good.
Stop your whining and crying and complaining, because you're worshiping that, as the brother said and earlier, you're worshiping your bills, you're worshiping I don't have this, and you're worshiping I don't have that, and I'm a lack of this, and I'm not smart enough this, and I'm not. Stop it. Praise God and worship God and pray to God, the person who can do something about it. Your whining and crying and complaining has never gotten you anywhere. It's never done anything good for you. But maybe bring other people down with you. Because misery loves company, and somebody else has a problem, and let's just walk and talk about our problems. Okay? How about let's stop and let's pray? Let's pray and let's praise and see what God will do. 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of all of your problems were broken, so that the foundations of all your health issues were broken, so that the foundations of all your children held captive by sin were broken. The foundations of everything that entrapped you was broken. It was shaking everything that you're concerned about. It was broken. The foundations of the prison were broken. They were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open. There's nothing to hold you back anymore. You pray and you praise. God will shake everything to let you loose. To let you loose. To set you free. To break off the stocks and the shackles and the chains and the yokes of bondage that wear you down. He'll cause a shaking. He sent them to great lengths, and now he's going to great lengths. He's shaking the whole earth. He's shaking the entire prison, causing all of the gates to be opened. There's freedom for you. There's liberty for you. If you will just praise him and focus on him instead of the issues. Because he's a good God like that. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, God's got an immediate answer for you. He has an immediate deliverance from you. From off of that addiction. I don't want to knock the 12 steps, but you just need one step. You just need one step. You take the right step, you just need that one step. And he'll set you utterly and totally and completely free. And people will ask you, did you go to the AA or did you go to? No, I went to Jesus. I went to Jesus. And he cleaned me up. He made me whole. He restored me. He gave me times of refreshing. Immediately, all the doors were opened. And listen, and everyone's chains were loosed. Everyone's. Not just the apostles, everyone's chains were broken. Because they didn't go in crying and whining. They prayed and they praised.
Right.
People were listening, paying attention to see what was going on.
Right.
Your praise will set someone else free.
Amen.
Your praise will break the yoke off other folks.
Amen.
And so that's why you need to just go all in.
Yes, sir.
When he says get the party cracking, get it cracking. Because it will break things off of you in the atmosphere.
Yes, it will.
It'll change it.
Everyone's
chains were loosed. And then everybody ran out and they were free and they said, "Woo, we're out of here. We're getting out of the inner prison." Didn't happen. This is the ungreat escape. This is the ungreat escape. So instead of all of the prisoners running out and Paul and Silas running out, the jailer came running in. He came running in. Saying, "What's going on in here?" Brought a light and said, "What's going on? I need a light." Not a Bud Light. He needed a light to light a torch to light the jail so he can see. And the keeper of the prison awakened from his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul said with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Amen. Even that is another move of God, that everyone didn't run out when they had an opportunity down in the inner prison and take advantage and overrun the jailer and the jailers. He said, "We're all here. We're still here." Then he called for a light and ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas.
Amen.
He wasn't coming in to attack. He wasn't coming in to reapprehend or to put in custody again. He just came in surrender and fell down. Because if the person that you're praying to and you're worshiping and praising, if he can do this, I don't have a chance against that power. So all I can do is, this God that you serve, this God that you praise, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And that's what he said in verse 30. He brought them out. He brought them out.
Amen.
They didn't run out. They didn't escape, because this is the ungreat escape. He brought them out and said, "Sirs, with respect, even though they still had wounds on their body and blood, they were still, they still had the wounds. You get a whooping like that, you're bleeding. You're bleeding." But he said, "Sirs," and we're with our daddy, "Sir."
Amen.
And that's your dad right there?
Amen.
"Sir, how can I help you? Sir, what must I do to be saved?" "Because I respect who you worship,
Amen.
Who you adore."
Amen.
So they said, verse 31, they didn't even preach. There was no preaching. Prayer and praise. I'm telling you, it sends forth the forces, the spiritual realm. Your prayer and your praise, let it go before you. You don't have to fight the battle yourself.
That's it.
We talked about that last week with the four lepers. They didn't have to fight. They went and found the Syrian camp empty. Went and got gold and silver and clothes and everything. So let your prayer and your praise go before you. And he'll make the path straight. Without preaching, sometimes it's good to have some signs and wonders. All right? And some miracles. Because we can preach till we're black and blue and purple and red in the face. Come on, somebody. Just give a sign, a wonder. Let the Lord drop a word of wisdom in you, a word of knowledge, a prophecy. He asked, "What must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." I heard the brother earlier talking about the whole household. I'm like, he's all in the message already, in his prayer time, where he'll bless you and your entire household. The same thing when they met Lydia earlier. We didn't read about it, but it's there. Lydia and her entire household also believed and was and were baptized. 32. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and all his family were baptized.
Amen.
They didn't have a 4-week class. They didn't wait for Lord for anything. Immediately they were baptized. And there's nothing wrong with classes, don't get me wrong. Don't hear what I'm not saying. It's good for people to understand.
Amen.
Did that come out right?
Yeah.
Don't hear what I'm not saying. It's good to understand baptism.
Amen.
And we should. Amen. We truly should. But I'm just saying, these guys immediately were baptized, entire family.
Amen.
Now, when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. So they went from the dungeon, the inner prison,
right,
to in the house with the jailer.
Wow.
Chilling. And he set some food before them. Because he was rejoicing.
Yeah.
Because he and his entire household were saved.
Amen.
Jump to 39.
Amen.
We'll do 38. And the officers told these words to the magistrates. Because they had said, look, we're Romans. Is it lawful for us to be beaten without trial? I'm a Roman citizen. And you just beat me openly out in the streets in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The devil made the same mistake with Jesus.
Right.
Crucifying a sinless person. And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and pleaded with them and brought them out and asked them to depart from their city. So this is the last part of the ungrate escape.
Right.
There wasn't a prison break,
right,
so they didn't have to go run and hide and be, you know, fugitives if they had escaped. But they were let out,
amen,
of prison. The devil has to let you go,
amen,
of everything,
praise
that
God,
he's trying to put upon you,
praise,
and trying to weigh you down with.
God.
You offer up your prayer and your praise, the Lord will shake the place,
yeah,
and the devil has to let you go.
Amen.
You don't ask him. The brother says sometimes you got to command something.
Amen.
Command that you be set free,
amen,
in Jesus' name. And they pleaded with him. Not only did they just let him go, would you please leave our city, depart.
Right.
40. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia, where they had been earlier. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. That was a beautiful, ungrate escape.
Amen.
And then they were released,
amen,
to let go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will shake some things up for you.
Yeah.
There's freedom from addictions,
yes,
and bondages,
you,
relationships that aren't right,
yeah,
that you just can't seem to shake free.
Right.
It always calls you back.
Right.
That seventh time, the 15th time. Too tired of clowning now. But the Lord will set you free and make you free.
Amen.
He'll clean you up,
yes, he will,
from the inside out.
Right.
It'll be a makeover, but it's an inside job.
Right. Right.
Renew your mind and your heart and your spirit.
Amen.
Teach you how to love like you've never loved before.
Amen.
And he loves you so much that he will send people to great lengths, great extents, and even cause them to be beaten and to suffer. But yet he loves you so much that he would do that. And again, if we're on the other side of that coin, we have to be willing to take some suffering,
yeah,
for the greater good.
Yeah.
And that's to expand the kingdom of,
amen,
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. The ungrate escape. Last night, there was a wonderful prayer meeting here at the house.
Amen.
There's prayer Tuesday nights in the house. There's prayer Saturday morning, 6 a.m. in the house.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you to come on out to pray. I know we have the traveling barbecue Bible study also on Tuesday nights. Prayer happens there as well.
Amen.
And we've seen God do wonderful things in result of our prayers. As a result of our prayers, he's answering our prayers there as well.
Amen.
So anyway, a couple of places where you can go on Tuesday night and pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Do we have any first-time guests here? Pastor, you want to?